step 5 is enter the B quadrant. Now, we've talked before already, the left side of the cash flow quadrant is E and S. That's an employee who has a job. S is a self-employed person who owns a job. The B in the B quadrant, they own a system. It's either a system of production or a system of people. I, of course, is the investor. They invest in systems. So we want to help you develop a system. And that's what we're going to start with today. So let's talk about building a successful business. You can do it in one of 4 main ways. You can buy a business. You can buy a franchise. Of course, a franchise is a business, but there's other parts to that that we'll get into as well. You can join a network marketing company, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Or you can develop your own business from scratch. So let's review each one just a little bit and talk about the pros and cons of each. Maybe you'll have a better idea as to which one you might want to pursue. First, let's talk about buying an existing business. Not very often do you see a for sale sign in front of a business that means buy this business. So how do you find it? Well, there's something called business brokers. They're similar to real estate brokers, but they're in the business of selling other businesses. You can find them listed in the Yellow Pages. Call one. Go visit them and find out what they do. They have a listing of businesses, and they charge a commission based on what you pay for the business, and that is how they get compensated. But they'll have financials. They'll have the histories of these individual businesses. It's a great way for you to start learning and understand how businesses work.
One of the things to look at as you're assessing a business that you want to buy is try to determine why they're selling. There's probably a really good reason why this is happening. It could be that there's been some change in ownership. It could be that they are losing money. Don't always assume that you can just fix whatever problem's going on. Look at this with a very jaundiced eye. In other words, pay attention to what the numbers are telling you.
Also, in buying a business, there are pros and cons. Let's discuss just a couple of each. The pro side, why buy an existing business? Well, you don't have the startup period. You don't have to try and create a new system. It's an existing system. It has existing customers. When you buy an existing business, you have an ability to get profitable very quickly because you don't have the startup expenses. And in many times when you create a new business, certain of those startup expenses you can't actually deduct right away. You have to deduct them over time. We'll talk about that a little later also. But let's talk about the cons. Have you ever heard skeletons in the closet? Many times you find skeletons. You find disgruntled employees who have filed a lawsuit that, funny thing, they didn't tell you about that. Or the disgruntled employee files a lawsuit after you buy it. You have to be careful when you buy an existing business. That's where your team comes in, because the attorney is going to protect you. He or she will make sure that when you buy that business, the contract has certain warranties from the seller. And those warranties are going to protect you in the event of an undisclosed disgruntled employee or an undisclosed potential lawsuit.
In fact, you want to make sure as you're assessing the business that you add in the cost of this, what we call due diligence. In other words, looking into what's really going on with the business. And I strongly recommend that you get a good attorney to help you with this. Those skeletons can absolutely bury you. You don't want to buy this without knowing exactly what you're getting. And in some ways, real estate is actually easier to buy because we have pretty standard checklists for that. A business, depending on the type of business, could have a whole range of issues that you might need to deal with.